Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for your patience while we get ourselves set up here this morning. My name is Debbie Hayes, and I'm the Upstate New York Area Director for the Communication Workers of America. And we're here to talk to you this morning about our ongoing negotiations with Kaleida Health and our scheduled strike vote. Just to give you a little background information, our current collective bargaining agreement expired on May 31st, 2025. We've extended it twice now so that the current extension expires tomorrow at midnight. The agreement covers approximately 8,000 workers that work at the Buffalo General Medical Center, Oshai Children's Hospital, High Point, DeGraff Medical Park, Millard Fillmore Suburban Hospital, and a variety of clinics, blood stations, draw sites, etc. So we really have a health system that is spread across the Western New York community. The members we represent really run the full gamut of healthcare workers. So we represent NPs, PAs, registered nurses, pharmacists, LPNs, folks in all of the professional laboratory sciences, the whole scope of professional job titles, including our folks that keep the hospital clean for us, serve the food, work in our various business offices. So just so you also know, we have a mediator that we retain to work with us, who has been familiar with our set of negotiations and has been with us for quite a while. So the first speaker that I want to introduce to you this morning is Corey Gambini. Corey's the president of CWA Local 1168.
Welcome everybody to our humble home for the last 4 months. CWA District 1, CWA Local 1168, and 1199 SEIU are announcing a strike authorization vote at Kaleida Health. It will be held July 9th, 8th and 9th from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. at the Wyndham Garden Ellicott Room, 125 High Street in Buffalo, right across from the Buffalo General Medical Campus, the GVI in Oshai. July 10th only will be at 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. at CWA Local 1168, which is at 1900 Sweet Home Road at Amherst, in Amherst, New York, 14228. A yes vote to authorize a strike is to give the bargaining committee the power at the bargaining table to call a strike when needed. It does not mean that once we do a strike vote and that we're going to be putting Kaleida Health healthcare workers out on strike. So I just wanted to be clear about that. Since March 4th, we have been engaged in negotiations with Kaleida Health. We've made progress in many areas, but our key concerns are still unresolved. And we have yet to see the essential actions from Kaleida at the bargaining table that are crucial for our members. We take great pride in the groundbreaking agreement we achieved in 2022, marking the first time we successfully negotiated staffing ratios within our collective bargaining agreement, as well as the New York State staffing law that took effect in January of 2023. We were hopeful and excited that we could improve the working conditions of our members and provide improved quality care to the community when they seek medical care at Kaleida Health. Although we have made progress, We still have a way to go. Staff members frequently work with an inadequate number of staff, like many hospitals across New York State, including our local facilities. We have submitted thousands of complaints and prompted visits from the Department of Health. Kaleida then had to submit a plan of correction to the state, yet we continue to operate short-staffed in many areas, and we continue to file the complaints. We must enforce the staffing provisions in our contract, and New York State must also uphold the law. Our 2022 agreement is not a one-time achievement. It serves as a foundation that we must build upon. For the sake of our patients and our members, we must continue to advocate for enforcement and improvements. The best chance we have to accomplish this is during contract negotiations. Thank you.
Okay. Our next speaker is going to be Mary Kalersky, who is an RN and is a clinical nurse educator at the Buffalo General Medical Center.
Good morning. My name is Mary Kalersky, K-O-L-E-R-S-K-I. I'm a registered nurse at Buffalo General Hospital. I'm a 35-year employee who currently serves as a nurse educator for the hospital system. I have the privilege of working with the new nurses as they come in to our facility, and I also work with the experienced nurses who work along with them in my daily work. The new nurses are bright, dedicated professionals who want to make a difference in taking care of patients. They are starting their careers at Kaleida with us. The experienced nurses want to develop and support those new nurses in their new professional role. But too often we find the collaboration of the new and experienced nurse starts in an overwhelming, understaffed nursing unit. And there, with that comes chaos. I see the toll the chaotic environment has on the relationship between the new nurse, the experienced staff, and on the care the patients receive. We are losing great nurses because the current system isn't adequate to support their progress. This contract fight is about fixing that. It's about creating a work environment that supports training, that supports the nurse, and that retains the caregivers that we so desperately need in our community to take care of patients. I'm voting yes to authorize a strike if needed, because the future of nursing depends on what we do right now, and I believe we can do better together. Thank you so much.
All right, our next speaker, we probably could have arranged this better. Our next speaker is Betty.
So make sure everyone's awake. No.
Our next speaker is Betty Thomas, who is a Betty, who is a patient care assistant at Millard Fillmore Suburban Hospital. And she's going to talk to us a little bit about the wage and benefit situation. Betty, spell your last name just so they have that straight because of me.
Okay. Hi, my name is Betty Thompson, B-E-T-T-Y-T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N, and I'm a patient care assistant at Millard Fillmore Suburban, where I've worked for 25 years, and I love my job. I work directly with the patients, helping take care of them, helping them with their daily activities, getting them out of bed, and helping them heal. As the committee, as the committee members, we unanimously voted on calling a strike vote because, as a service worker at the bedside, we help keep our facilities clean and help feed the patients and help sanitize areas. And we deserve competitive wages and equality benefits to help take care of our families.
Thanks, Betty. Okay, and our last speaker is going to be Cheryl Marino, who is an 1199 SEIU organizer.
Good morning. My name is Cheryl Marino, C-H-E-R-Y-L-M-A-R-I-N-O. I am administrative organizer with 1199 and one of the lead negotiators at the bargaining table. I'm here to talk about, we are well aware during these negotiations that we have these looming Medicaid cuts in the background. We have many millions of Americans who are set to lose their health care coverage. 1.5 million of those individuals are New Yorkers. 40% of those are children. And so when I hear waste, fraud, and abuse and that they wanted to get rid of it, the reality is, how can taking away $65 million from safety net hospitals be waste, fraud, and abuse? We are in tough times right now, and we have two congressional representatives, Claudia Tenney and Nick Langsworthy, that are voting for these cuts. These will devastate hospitals, including rural hospitals. So the Brooks Memorials, the Bertrand Chafee's, even Niagara Falls Memorial, have the ability to lose their services and to not have the new hospital built at Brooks. So we are aware of it. It's an unfortunate set of circumstances, and we are here negotiating during these tough times to make sure that our patients and our community are well taken care of. But people need to get out there and make their voices heard that these Medicaid cuts cannot go through. Thanks.
Are there any questions about the strike authorization vote and what that means? By law, we're required to issue a 10-day notice in advance to Kaleida so that they're able to make preparations.
I think, yeah, just can you confirm that it means, it doesn't mean that people are going to go on strike. It just gives you the ability to vote or to take that action if you need to, correct?
That's exactly right. So in healthcare, we are, as April said, required to give a 10-day notice before there can be strike action. The vote that we're taking, we call a strike authorization vote, because it gives the bargaining committee the ability to call a strike if needed.
Do you see this, you see an agreement being made before the deadline tomorrow?
Well, we're committed to working incredibly hard to get an agreement before the deadline, and we've made sure that Kaleida knows that. I think the ability to reach an agreement is largely in Kaleida's ballpark right now, and if we see movement on some of our major areas of concern, then we know we have room for movement as well.
You're here 3 years ago with a lot of these negotiations trying to get a new deal. Where does it differ now than it did 3 years ago, and where are some of the things that are still problems?
Yeah, I mean, I think the looming Medicaid cuts is really has, you know, Kaleida very hesitant to make really any moves. And, you know, the reality is, you know, that if these cuts come down the way they are, we'll be shutting hospitals and services down. So we just got to keep working to get an agreement that is good for our patients and for our members to continue to do the work they do. What they do is very hard, and they deserve competitive wages and benefits and decent working conditions, and our patients deserve quality care when they come to our facilities.
I know sometimes there are limits on what you can say here, but is there a particular sticking point? For example, you mentioned staff to patient ratios.
The staffing ratios, we have them in the contract, but it doesn't mean anything if it's just written down somewhere. They have to be enforced. So we're really having a lot of discussions, and our members really want to see enforcement, whether that comes through contract language or the state. And right now with the state, it's they're visiting places, they're putting people, hospitals on plan of corrections and all of those type of things, but it's not making the impact it needs to make. You know, it's been 3 years now that we've, you know, been doing this. And again, I'll say we've made improvements in some areas, but there's still so many that have not been improved.
Staffing, wages, benefits, anything else?
Benefits would wrap up with retirement, those type of things, yeah.
And recruiting and retaining employees so that we can remain competitive. Right now we have to be competitive. We have to have the best quality employees coming to Kaleida Health to work.
That sounds like a lot of the things that you guys were fighting for 3 years ago with the economy. How frustrating is that, that this is the same talking points?
Extremely frustrating.
Yeah. That I think Kaleida looks at our 2022 negotiations as the set of talks that got the job done, but staffing is a very static conversation. Things change. Our patients' volumes, acuity change, and so we need to be continuously talking and improving and looking at the numbers. And truthfully, the biggest issue is, what is the consequence if they don't meet the staffing ratios? So as Corey said, it's one thing to have them written in a book, and it's another thing to have the ratios met on the floor. And it's still occurring too frequently where the ratios are not being met, and our members are working in circumstances that they just consider to be unsafe.
So if you were successful and got everything that you're asking for, what would that look like for patients? How would things improve for patients?
Whenever you have the staff in place, the quality of care, the quality of the environment, the quality of the food improves for the patients. And at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. That's why all of us went into the various healthcare careers we've chosen. That's people's goal when they go to work every day, is to make sure that any patient that comes into a Kaleida facility has the best possible experience that they can. And that includes bedside care, it includes all the diagnostic and support work, it includes making sure the facilities are clean and that there are good meals for folks at mealtime.
We're just here for the nursing home strikes. Has it gotten harder to negotiate within the medical field over the last 25 years?
I think it's always been difficult.
But there's no question that it's become more difficult. And I think Cheryl really touched upon what we're going through in terms of this set of negotiations. There is no way that you can cut $900 billion out of a healthcare budget and expect that folks are going to function as they do day to day. What Cheryl said is exactly true. Hospitals will close, services will end, and the hospitals, any services that are not able to produce enough revenue to cover the work that they do will be ended, and the communities will suffer.
Do you feel one hospital is in a bigger jeopardy situation than others? I know you're not a representative, but from what you guys see.
I think you can answer. I mean, our rural hospitals are in jeopardy. Brooks Memorial was set to, in Dunkirk, was set to build a new hospital. And with these fundings, there's no possibility that that's probably going to happen. With that closing, or a possibility of closing, if people historically look back, TLC and Lakeshore closed. Mm-hmm. Those individuals and those patients need to come somewhere. So if they come to Western New York and come to a Kaleida facility, that's where staffing ratios and all the other things will become so much more important, because the system will be overwhelmed. There's no question about it. I mean, we're speaking facts. We're not setting fear to people. I mean, this is the reality. This is a reality that we've been doing, and a lot of us have been negotiating for years. And that's why it's so important, because this just doesn't affect the healthcare workers. It affects the people that we take care of every day.
I'm just going to add that, just so we get a clear understanding about the Medicaid cuts, 69% of all people admitted to hospitals in the district where Kaleida has facilities have Medicaid or Medicare as their primary coverage, which accounts for 59% of revenue.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.